Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hero Group, one of the leading school groups that is listed on the JSC, published its results today. And what we see is that revenue rose by 8.3%, well over 2.5 million rand, or I beg your pardon, billion that was actually recorded there. Also seeing that their fee revenue saw an increase of 6.8%, essentially meaning that we are seeing parents showing a level of resilience in paying off their school fees, and cost management perhaps also increasing there by 8.1% for the school overall. To tell us more about the numbers, the strategy, the group outlook, and of course, what's next for the schooling group is Kobus Loubser, CEO of Curo. Meneer Loubser, aangename kennis en welkom by Kaya Biz.
Thank you. That's a very friendly welcome. I appreciate that. Thanks for taking an interest in Curo.
Thank you. Oh, man. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Kobus. But I guess first things first, right? That's me trying to flex that my Afrikaans teacher did a good job when I was in primary school and high school.
Yeah, you did an acceptable job, but you obviously get the interest as well.
Thank you. And it seems as though not only are your educators doing a good job, but the group as a business is also doing a good job. Revenue growth, you've managed your costs, fee revenue also improving. This seems as though we've made some significant progress after the concerns that might have been alerted just over a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been a hard time. It's been hard for consumers, it's been hard for business, and I think certainly as South Africans, I guess, we've had some doubts over the last few years. But it really, I think in our corridors and in general, it feels quite hopeful. It feels like we're kind of getting to the end of an interest cycle that's been elevated, and that should be good for consumers. And we are, I guess, proud that we've managed to navigate the last 2-3 years, with maintaining and increasing our overall learner numbers, the circumstances which for us demonstrates the trust that parents place in us and the aspiration for the quality education that we offer. Mm. So I think that's been encouraging. And then over the same period, we've managed to increase our operating margin, which for me is a mark of business performance and operational discipline and focus and excellence. So I think those are kind of probably the highlights of this set of results for me is on the one end the increase in headline earnings by, per share by 16%. But really the improvement in the operating margin is very encouraging. And we did that despite additional costs on extramural activities. So we've offered more on our campuses than ever before. More activity, more culture, more sport, more everything. And, of course, I'd be remiss not to mention that one of our learners came home.
Right? I was about to save that for the end. But go ahead.
Because the young guy has been such an inspiration to all of us to just keep doing what we're doing. So he's a remarkable young man.
Oh, man, remarkable. I think it's so phenomenal as well, because it does remind us that, again, development within school-going ages and within schools themselves really does, unlock so much potential in young people that shift their futures, quite literally. Maybe let's talk about that very briefly then, if we can, just in terms of the focus of the curricula, how you continue to, tap into ongoing support to see learners really evolve, especially if not only academically, but in extracurricular activities too.
Yeah, I think what's happened over the last few years is that Curo has evolved and we've grown and we have 73,000 potential Olympians in our corridors.
Yeah.
and it's incumbent on us to offer as much opportunity to them as possible. So we are more ambitious in sport. We are offering incredible programs in culture, academic, kind of performance is excellent. And I think all of this, and we've got a lot of momentum, and it's a lot of positive momentum, because we really are, we're meeting the leaders of tomorrow in our corridors, and we're trying to equip them to be impactful and to make a difference. So that's gone well. I think in terms of curriculum, I think we obviously also very tuned into the demands of tomorrow. So
yeah.
Issues around, mathematics, coding, robotics, science, these are all These are all matters which get a lot of priority in our classes and laboratories, and we really are trying to prepare learners also for what that means and for what that requires. So
gotcha.
All in all, I think very pleased with where we are.
Does that mean no school fees for Bayanda Walaza this year? I'm teasing.
I think for what it's worth, I think we have given much support to Bayanda and well deservedly so. But I think he's really put in the effort. He's done the work. He's done the training, and he's super proud to be associated with him.
Got you. Thanks for indulging me on that question. It really was a lighthearted moment. But speaking of the number of learners that you've mentioned, as you said, 72,385 learners is what I see from the results so far. Is this a number we're looking to increase and improve on? Does this speak to more acquisitions that will likely have to take place? And is your eye out on any particular bids at the moment?
I think would we like to increase those learners? Of course we would. We have space in our schools for about 100,000 learners. So there's a tremendous opportunity to still grow this organization and to offer many more opportunities. And that really gets, that's our mission, is to expand opportunities. So from a growth and a CapEx perspective, much of our efforts are orientated to expanding facilities, adding classrooms, improving facilities, and making sure that learners have an exceptional experience on our existing campuses. So whilst we're alive to opportunities, and for instance, we opened two new schools in Namibia this year, we are fundamentally focused on our South African schools, where we have much opportunity to still add learners and to do amazing things.
Mm. And maybe let's talk about that. The rest of Africa market, I know Namibia has been a key area of interest for you. Are there still opportunities to expand further north beyond our borders?
I think there are plenty of opportunities, but I think one must be balanced. I mean, we have a large organization with plenty of potential still in South Africa, and I think there's a risk that you go off and chase exotic opportunities in exotic places. And you stretch your management team too far and you kind of lose focus. So where we are is we think there's much to do still in South Africa. We're excited about it. We're hopeful for the opportunities and we're working very hard at it. And that'll be our near-term focus. And then over the medium term, we'll certainly explore opportunities, north of our borders, but in a considered and smart way. So I would say for the foreseeable future, the next few years, I think very much a South African story, catering for South Africans and this market.
Speaking of the local market, we can't ignore the economic factors, right? And interest rates have been elevated because of inflation, which, according to the latest data today, has dissipated slightly. I do recall there was a time when, as you've mentioned, South African parents were under pressure to pay off their school fees, but did every little bit they could to continue prioritizing their school fees. Contextualize for us if that's still the status quo, and more so, how we could see the management of your credit losses running even more smoothly. Should we see a credit, interest rate cut towards the end of this year?
Yeah, maybe philosophically, Kero should never not have any bad debts, because then we're not trying hard enough. Then we're not giving enough opportunities, and we're not expanding opportunities. So to some extent, the mission is not to have zero bad debts, although, of course, we would like everybody to pay their share. I think the extent to which we've sustained over the last 2-3 years during tough conditions, I think, is gratifying. And we know that families will get a lot of relief if interest rates come down. But so we think that'll be helpful. I think particularly young families will find that very helpful. And then we hope that that'll reignite the momentum in our primary schools. On the high school end, we're seeing plenty of demand and aspiration, and we're trying our best to accommodate that. So I think all in all, maybe we've got, you kind of zoom out and you kind of talk about, we talk about 73,000 learners in Kira, but there's 13 million learners in South Africa. Mm. And we must build a future for those learners as a country. And it feels like we're heading into positive territory again. And that's exciting and hopeful. And, and something Kira is going to participate in with much enthusiasm.
Got you. On that note, I do see that you've trimmed the outlook for the 2025 fee hike in terms of school fees. So positive, right, yeah. For parents?
Yeah, I think, fees increased by about 6% in 2024 on average per learner. And, you know, we've gone out with our fee letters this week, actually, to parents to confirm fees for next year. And on average across all models, across all learners, the fee increase looks like it's about 5.5%, which we, I think from our perspective, think is very positive because it's basically at inflation. So we're certainly trying to drive up the offering in our schools, but at the most cost-efficient base we can.
I can't let you go without talking about teachers and staff. Twofold question. Number one, adequate training and capacity in order to make sure that there's a solid pipeline of educators to accommodate the growing number of learners. How are you managing that? And of course, we often see in the headlines the concerns around the behavior or perhaps questionable conduct of educators within the classroom being discriminatory. Talk us through some of the processes that you've put in place now to educate and highlight a level of cultural sensitivity perhaps that might be required.
Yeah, I think, Kira has a zero tolerance for any form of racism or discrimination or any other form of any of the other isms. And these are things which we deal with in training and in every other aspect of our activity. I do think South Africa is a complex place, and we are building communities in our schools and our corridors that may not exist yet in some instances. And so that takes time and it takes patience sometimes and understanding. But I think the results are there for to see. I think, both in Kiro and in public schools in general, there are many, many dedicated, passionate teachers who are making an amazing difference in learners' lives. And I think we should celebrate them for it. So I think I'm a little bit worried about teaching as a profession. I'm concerned that it's not aspirational enough, that there's not enough new people joining it. I'm concerned about perhaps an aging population of teachers. And I'm not talking just about Kira, but in general in South Africa. And I think we've got to work hard to create environments that are stimulating, safe and exciting, and to make teaching a profession that really matters, because it does. In our environment, and I think from that perspective, it's an incredibly important task in our society to raise the future.
Yeah, definitely, Kobus. Well, we wish you all the best going forward. Really appreciate your time and feedback today. I know it's been a long day speaking to investors, stakeholders, members of the media. All the best for the week's conversations with the investment community.
Yeah, thanks very much, and thanks for your interest and support, and just in general, I think all the best. It feels like South Africa is heading into very positive territory in so many ways, and we're delighted to be part of it.
Oh, definitely. And we need it. We need it. We're tired of scoring the own goals. We're tired of getting ourselves into complicated circumstances, when the truth is we have so much opportunity here in South Africa. We just need to,
amazing young talents. Amazing young talents. And they're ready for an exciting future. So let's give it to them.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Kobus. I was about to wrap up and say, ons waardeer jou tyd baie. But they are.
Thank you. That's fantastic. What a score. All the best.
Thanks, Kobus. Have a good one. That's Kobus Loopsha. Fantastic. Kobus Loopsha is the group CEO of Kiro Holdings there, giving us an update on the company results, but also so appreciative that he's given us more details, right, in terms of running a school as a business, opening up two new schools in Namibia. They're still committed to the South African market. They have about 72,000 learners registered in South Africa, but as he highlighted, that's a drop in the ocean in comparison to how many more students and pupils actually need to be educated. As he mentioned, lots more South Africans and parents actually doing their bit to make sure that they can pay school fees, and they're also trying to pay it back by making sure that you have the favorable environment. We do develop the necessary teachers who have the passion and the talent and the capability to actually pay it forward and educate young leaders of tomorrow. I must tell you, I have a slight bias towards a favoritism towards teachers. Number one, not only because all of us do come from their hands in terms of our development and what it is that we know and what we've learned, but many of us also have parents, teachers, grandparents that were teachers. My grandmother in particular was a teacher and principal, and that influenced a lot of my mind and my life and my thinking. At some point, I even wanted to become a teacher. So I think just in terms of the level of contribution that teachers have in our lives, it's significant. My Afrikaans today is amazing. I don't speak it often, but hey, it took a few teachers actually committing and betting on us, right, to guide us into the thinking, the careers, the experiences that we have, and at times even shaping our confidence. So to anyone who happens to be an educator, a teacher, a principal, if you are contributing one way or another to the livelihoods of young people in South Africa, imparting knowledge, imparting information, and building their confidence, their level of awareness of the world and how it works, this is just our little acknowledgement to you to say we appreciate you. You are at the coalface of building the human capital that will run this economy.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.